You're going to hear a working session with Carol and me and Ion trying to figure out what the RNA drops are made up of. What's going on with the iCell? And this was done during a melting titanium on May 31st, 2011, so a year and a half ago. So here we are, what it's like behind the scenes when we're inventing stuff and trying to figure out what we invented. And we're trying to describe the present. See, that's what this is about. What's the present? What is this RNA drops environment? What's the non-physical environment that we're extending? So here we go.
Okay. I was saying RNA drops are biological cold fusion. And the idea of Nick Entropy, more coming out than is put in. And he said, no. So what would be the correction?
Well, you're not putting anything in.
New energy is going in with the RNA drops.
Right.
Good. That's a good point. You hear that, Carol? No energy involved when you take the RNA drops.
What does that mean? There's
no energy added to the body by RNA drops. There's no energy in it that is just distributed through the body.
No, but it makes your body more perfect
and
so
now,
that
well,
you have energy.
No, we're going to find out what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ion, what's going on if there's not more energy being given?
Okay, it's not energy.
It's not energy. So what is it? Now, you say the phrase new information,
okay.
But...
Okay, well, no, we won't say new information. It is what the body uses to more perfectly replicate cells. It would be more like instead of
what the body uses to more see what's the word what refers to it. RNA is what the body uses to replicate cells.
Yeah.
So the body uses insulinose to replicate cells.
Yeah.
Now
it uses insulinose to give new information to the cells so that they.
We got to stay with that statement. The body, I'm working with that one. The body uses, I've lost it, but the body uses, you remember the statement, Carolyn? The body uses something.
The RNA to give new information
to the cells? The first sentence was really good. The body uses itself better. So let's start over again.
Okay, Bob, RNA is like a floor plan or blueprint. Instruction of how you want the house set up. It's not gasoline to make the body have energy to sustain itself. It's the blueprint. It's showing what the cells in the body should look like. And when you set it up the way it's what it should look like, you gain more energy. You have more energy because you're optimizing the part of the meat sack body that you've already got.
Mm-hmm.
The optimizing part of the meat sack body already got. No, is what you already got. This is not saying got way more non-physical than physical. Not that idea.
No,
but what
it's
you
the
got.
Idea that you, it's the idea that you're already got. You just won't.
That's what you meant by that. No, the got. See, we're going with that phrase. It's but the body already got. And what is it that the body already got?
Perfect cells.
All right, so we got perfect cells. What does RNA do?
Reminds the cells to replicate perfectly.
It gives them the design of how to do it. The cells forget how to replicate perfect cells.
Well,
and then they're reminded by the blueprint. Let's keep it simple.
Right.
That's what it is, right? They're reminded by the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they use the blueprint to increase production of perfect cells, not just cells.
Mm. So you've got a bunch of, you got three perfect cells maybe in your body, take RNA drops, then you start increasing the number of perfect cells. Because the new cells that are replicated from that point on are perfect.
Right.
So back your blueprint.
You're going to start having less and less and less patience with the less than ones. Because
who is?
The less we are.
Well, who are the? Is that? That's like me not having patience with these people in the rewrite. They don't have any questions. They just sit passively and listen.
No. That's fine. No, it's those that say, you don't get it. We're really sick. We need this stuff to work. You need to tell us what's in it. You need to do this. You need to do that. Because we don't feel good, and we don't look good, and we're dying, and it's your fault, and you're not helping us, and we should report you, and And we're going to get less and less and less easy with those.
Yeah, as an example, Will, the cosmic awareness, this awareness indicates guy, Will Berlinger. You said that they take the blue RNA drops, remind the RNA that's already in your body.
The cells the perfect blueprint. I've been saying that to people for years.
Yep. What were you saying that to, Carolyn?
Anybody?
I tell anybody that will listen. And if they're dying, they say their life is over, and I say, look, you have perfect cellular DNA. We just have to give you the right building blocks, and you'll start making perfect cells again. I've been saying that. You've heard me.
So Ion has given you new building blocks. But see what, technically, there's RNA in the body. The drops are not RNA. The drops are insulin. The drops are RNA. Relaxanolol or ribonucleic acid. Are they RNA?
Yes.
So the RNA is a cell, Ion?
RNA drops contain cells, but not human cells.
What kind of cells do they contain if they're not human?
Eye cells.
See, there's eye cells in that?
Right? Yeah, most of them, yes.
That's the magic stuff. That's the God particle. So what does the eye cell tell the RNA in the body?
To straighten up or get the fuck out.
And there's eye cells in the RNA drops. So the RNA drops are made up of eye cells. Is the eye cell the content of an RNA something, whatever you want, a molecule, atom, element?
No, something.
What do you think an RNA is, Carolyn? It's a mixture of acids?
Ribonucleic acid.
Right. Is that cells? Is that made up of cells or molecules?
Molecules of chemical.
What do you think, Ion? Is it made up of molecules, ribonucleic, or cells?
Yes, and what are molecules made into cells?
Molecules are
whole cells in the drops.
There's what?
Whole cells in the drops.
So molecules are smaller than cells, Carolyn. Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are molecules in the cells. So what is the cells? What are the RNA? You were starting to say something, they're whole or something.
They're real whole cells, Bob.
So you've got better RNA cells in the RNA drops, and they replace the RNA in the body.
They don't like better, let's say complete.
Complete. Do they replace the RNA in the body or just get the RNA in the body?
No. It gives new information to the body.
To the old RNA.
No, to the old DNA.
And it does that by the RNA taking some information from the drops. So you got the RNA already in my body. Do the RNA drops, our new RNA, do they replace the old RNA in my body? Do they just...
If you have a lipid system, but we are having a time with that. But when you decide you have a lipid system, that's how it's communicated.
Carolyn found it very useful to call it RNA drops biological cold fusion.
And that would be wonderful if you understood it the way we are describing it. But if you get what you're talking about is that you put a little bit in and you get a whole bunch out, no, that's not the point. That's just a power plant. You burn up coal to make electricity, and hopefully you get more electricity out than you have to burn coal to make. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a finite beginning place where you don't have to add anything new to it, and energy is still wrought or beget. That's what we know as co-play anyway.
But we are adding something new to it. We're adding the RNA drops.
Say new, we said consistently. Bob said that that he called cold fusion when you add something consistently or continuously, and you get more out than you put in. And we say no.
Cold fusion is you just started up with something extra, and then it goes on its own, I thought.
Well, then please explain that to Bob so he'll get it. That's exactly correct.
You just use the energy at the beginning to start up.
Not even really energy.
It becomes perpetual.
Mm.
It is perpetual. It doesn't become perpetual. It is perpetual. It's just put into a box in such a way that it's harnessed.
Well, people thought that...
Well, they're
you
fucked.
Know,
so
Pons and Fleischmann, didn't they measure more coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Or they were
but
getting
they were putting
something.
In. They were putting in, and it was ridiculous. If Pons and Fleischmann had anything to say about it, you'd have one.
Have what?
Confusion.
But they don't have anything to say about it?
They don't have any confusion.
So
the way we can talk about it is the perpetual energy or perpetual motion.
No, relate that to the statement that new information, a blueprint, is reminded.
Mm-hmm.
Relate it to that.
Well, I'd like to find out a little more about the creation of RNA by the iCell.
Very good. Information, good information, bad information, positive information, negative information is information.
Right? Uh-huh.
No way, no plus or minus. It just is. Okay?
But what now, is information?
To inform, look it up. That'll be a good place to start because we're talking about information all the time. Describe, look up information and let's see what we got.
The communication or reception of knowledge or intelligence. Knowledge obtained from investigation, study, or instruction. The attribute inherent in and communicated by one or two or more alternative sequences or arrangements of something. And the example they give of this inherent communicated by one or two or more alternative sequences or arrangements of something, bracket, as nucleotides in DNA or binary digits in a computer program, bracket, that produce
heard.
Specific results.
You've heard that from us more than twice, haven't you, darling?
Mm-hmm.
What has he heard?
About creating DNA information, new information.
And even bringing it back to the computer world or the chip body's application.
Right. My question was, I wanted more information on how the iCell makes RNA that is used in the body. Then you went into good information, bad information. We got the definition. Now where do we go?
Okay. So the iCell contained in RNA drops gives a complete, unabridged amount of information. Now you know what the information means.
Mm-hmm.
To the meat sack body cells that are already in the body,
uh-huh.
And it has varying degrees, two or more conduits of flow of communication. So at two or more levels, it is embraced by the actual cell affecting the DNA, which changes what the cell completes to. Or the ascension of that regular cell to a perfect cell. And that's done vis-a-vis chromosome 14.
I still don't get how the iCell contains RNA. I'm just wondering where that comes from.
Just take a slide and look at it. Test it. And it'll test out as RNA.
But it still doesn't tell us where it comes from. How... When it's created in the... What are the building blocks for it that we're giving it? Let's look up RNA.
The shoe bread recipe, manna.
So RNA, ribonucleic acid, one of the three major macromolecules, along with DNA and proteins, made of long chains of components called nucleotides. Each nucleotide consists of a nucleobase, sometimes called a nitrogenous base, a ribose sugar, and a phosphate group.
There's your super sugar.
The ribose sugar, okay, there you go. And nitrogen, there's nitrogen going into all that stuff, too. Alrighty.
Yeah.
And the phosphate, we add the phosphorus drops.
That's right. And what's so hysterical is you thought you were adding it as a preservative.
No, I didn't.
I didn't think that.
But it used for that, though, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. I guess. I just thought.
Well, you didn't want out.
You said it was good. I thought you just said it was good for it for some reason. I believe you.
No. We said we were looking for something that would keep it you couldn't use alcohol as something to make it safe as far as a preservative, and phosphorus was the clear choice.
So the sugar ribose in our RNA is the selenose.
Absolutely.
The chemical structure of RNA is very similar to DNA with two differences. The RNA contains a sugar ribose, while DNA contains a slightly different sugar, deoxyribose. So are we affecting the DNA's sugar?
Yes. That's specifically for myself.
So our selenose is affecting both the RNA sugar and the DNA sugar?
Well, no, it is RNA sugar.
So our selenose is the new RNA sugar and the new DNA sugar?
No, it affects the new DNA sugar completely.
So selenose is the new RNA sugar, and then the new RNA...
That new RNA sugar affects the DNA and changes the type of sugar. Even the definition that you're saying DNA is now, it even changes that sugar to a new sugar. And that's what's already happening. That's already happening. They're already having much travail over this, Carolyn. Lots of folks have been going to the doctors and having their blood drawn and poking and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to be quite extraneous. They're having lots of very strange anomalies in those in those phlebotomists' world.
Where do phlebotomists go?
Blood taker.
So that's also a vampire then, right?
And the RNA nucleobase, your cell, how's that obtained in this whole rigmarole?
Well, if you'll look at the D-L-methionine, that'll be a good clue.
I'm getting from this that the basic substance of life is sugar. When you create life, you create sugar, sweetness. So you got one sugar affecting another kind of sugar.
Well, sugar is energy. Energy is life.
What do you call the discharge between two poles on the subatomic level?
Kinetic energy.
And so it's energy, but you want to call it kinetic energy.
Yeah, because, see, it'll feed to itself. That's the point. Kinetic energy, once you start it in motion, it'll continue in motion.
Is that the perpetual energy we were talking about? Perpetual motion?
You had a steep enough hill, it is, yes.
If the thing went downhill, you mean?
Yes.
It would go faster forever if it kept going downhill.
And it might even roll up the next hill if it was going fast enough, you see.
Right. Now, Carol, you're looking at uracil. It's the thing that makes everything an RNA.
That's good for pimples, too.
Clear show, you nut. You nut. An actual nut in our midst.
What are you doing, Karen? We're trying to find uracil.
I'm comparing methionine and uracil.
Good.
As what?
With each other.
As substances.
So,
what do you
well,
see?
There's two NHs and one O. Is uracil a breakdown product of methionine?
A breakdown. Chlorine?
Taurine.
A breakdown, that means a subset of taurine, Carolyn?
Mm.
No, he said taurine, not methyl.
Elemental derivative, maybe.
Well, what is taurine? Is that got something to do with...
It's another amino acid.
So methionine is not what you thought it would be there.
Yeah, I thought you said methionine.
With D-L-methionine, we did.
But I asked, is uracil a breakdown product of methionine or related to methionine in some way?
We said yes, and also taurine.
Oh, you said yes. Oh, okay.
See,
okay.
Good to, he doesn't say yes, but you
miss
to
that.
Be honest, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful with him.
Mm-hmm.
Keep squeezing it.
Well, you get you'd get a better non-physical, you wouldn't have all these troubles, Bob.
Yeah, wait, no, we're happy with you. we might, if we turned you in, we might get something worse. So we'll go with you. You're in. You've
That's
got tenure.
True, yes. We'll take, yeah, we'll. I don't like my non-physical, but I'm afraid of what I'll get if I shoot it off.
Yeah, it's like a marriage.
Could be worse, right?
It's like a marriage, you know, you don't ditch what you have. It could go worse.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like at the restaurant, you got a real pretty waitress, and she wants to know if you want a to-go sack, and he says, no, I've got leftovers at home I can eat. I'd rather stay here and play with you.
So our Sonos is the new RNA sugar. What makes it new? The iCell. Is the iCell a sugar?
No.
What is it?
It's a cell.
Describe some factors about the iCell ion that show it's not a sugar.
It's not a calorie. Sugar's
calorie.
Not a calorie.
Describe what it is.
An independent cell that sustains H197.
Describe what the independent cell is made up of.
Eyes.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Eyes. EYES?
No, capital. Little I.
I cell. Okay, what is this little I? The substance that is the essence of a human? The essence
it's
of words?
It's what you spy.
I spy with my little eye.
Okay, good. Can you say what other words it could be?
You've got working definitions. You have patents over it. Read your damn patent.
Yeah, we're just now defining, Carolyn, stuff we patent. We don't even know what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go back, Carolyn. Remove that. Let's go back to what we were, our definitions. Because he's not going to say what the iCell is.
Come on, Bob.
What are the electrons made?
What
are the constituents? Describe the constituents of the iCell.
The whole elemental contingency for all the universe. Now, how do I feel? Well, how do you feel? I don't know how I feel. Okay. Then
I'm not asking
knowing
that.
Everything.
I'm saying describe the constituents of the iCell, I guess, at the start at the subatomic level.
The ionosphere.
The ionosphere is the subatomic constituents of the iCell. I guess you go to a denser level. Is that the word? Denser? To a bigger or thicker level? What are the constituents above the ionosphere? The ionosphere being the basement. Describe the level above the ionosphere in the iCell.
The troposphere.
Okay, you're going to get into those 9 levels that we did the other day?
You'd like.
No.
What's the subatomic?
Ionosphere.
Oh, okay.
Now he's saying the troposphere. You, in your notes, you would have had that listed, those when we did the spheres. So it's an external environment. See, Carolyn, you know he has the angel.
Until it's internal.
Yeah, look at this, Carolyn. Get the angel diagram. He's saying that that's a perfect cell.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no first 7 rings are inner cell, and the outer 7 rings are vibratory frequency.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's a cell.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's if we make the first 7 rings category the whole thing. You could make the last 7 rings, outer 7 rings, the whole thing, and it's a vibration or frequency, right? What he just said, the ionosphere, that's outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the cell, the iCell made up of what's outside of us, the frequency of vibration. Or you can make it what's inside us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the flipping back and forth there?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a vacuum, it will, but that which is outside of you will be inside of you.
If there is a vacuum, now where would the vacuum be? Describe the position of the vacuum.
The shifting change of your hydration, amino acids, lipid, and a beer back of magnesium.
Yeah, the shifting of that. Is an image of the shifting the gyroscope?
The answer is yes, but not the way you know it.
The shifting about that we discussed with Worcester of the gyroscope.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what we were going to say. If you could only get it the way David was laying it out, hell yeah.
The shifting, you know, the gyroscope's got like 3 rings that are going around like that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the amino acids, and what was the first thing he said? The lipids.
Mm-hmm.
And what the H197, what was the first words? It's sort of blurred with the amino acids. The first word he
electrolytes,
said,
maybe?
No. Ian, could you describe the constituents of the iCell again? that list had amino acids. I don't know if it had lipids in there.
It
and then they were all shifting. What was the hydrogen part?
The sugar.
I don't think you said hydrogen or sugar. Do you remember what you said? Let's start over again.
Yes, Bob. The first part is carbon. See?
No, you never said carbon. You never. No, no, no. You didn't say carbon.
Carolyn most certainly did.
Okay, I'm going back to the words you said 2 minutes ago. I said, describe the constituents of the eye cell. And you said something.
The built a fish.
No, you said something, and then you said amino acids. And then you said another thing, and a fourth thing. And I said, and then you said they're shifting. You said the shifting of these things. And then I said, is that shifting like a gyroscope? I'd like to go back to the three or four things you laid out in that paragraph or sentence. What was the word that was said before amino acids?
It's recorded.
You can't find this. They're very long. So why wouldn't you repeat it? Because then you just
get it, and we tell you, and we tell you again, you won't get it, and if you're not going
to
get it.
No, we're getting it. We have to wait to see if it's a serious thing you're saying, and you happen to say something.
Well, then you've got to listen to the recording and judge that.
Hey, Carolyn, so whatever he listed, amino acids, something else, it's the shifting among them that is the what? What is, why did it? The interplay is like tactility. We're talking about what I call tactility.
If you think about that just a little bit, it would give a meaningful, workable word of interplay within the cellular level, because you have people who are engaging and embracing in this ascension process, okay? Some are ascending, don't feel a thing. Some are ascending, and it's radical. Some are noticing their bodies changing bits and pieces, and some pretty graphic, like the headache or the sore throat or the runny nose or a runny butt or whatever they run. Depending on where they are, they find it as an experience based on what they want it to be. If they think they have to go through a headache to ascend, then they will.
Why are you going into the subjective effects when we're judging?
You brought up tactility and we brought up interplay.
They're the same thing to you? Interplay, tactility?
As it applies to people's reference of subjective outcomes, yes.
Interplay is applied to tactility if it's related to the subjective outcomes.
Tactility. The way you mean it. I mean, we like your definition of tactility. We're not saying that. It's straight up. You're all right. Nobody else knows what the hell they're talking about, but you do.
Well, what it is, Carol, essentially there's shifting going on. It's like Dave's metaphor,
yes,
story of first there's blue, then there's green, then there's red, and then Rye gets upset and stops the red, green, or blue, right? You know, these waves of color.
Mm-hmm.
Experience is experience.
Mm-hmm.
These descriptions get in the way.
Mm.
These descriptions are trying to describe the raw experience. So the shifting, we say, what is the interplay? You're learning amino acids in these terms and hydrogen for a bunch of little people who require those words.
She's trying to either shut them the fuck up by laying it out or putting it into a position where they don't have so many questions. And that's all right.
And just do it?
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about hydrogen. So let's go back to your notes on the eye cell, Carol. We start off the ionosphere. Then you went up to the troposphere, whatever it was. There's some other word. Now, that's our geography ion. Our geography is these nine spheres, correct?
The geography of the mystery landscape.
This geography. Are you saying that can become that is inside of us, too?
It is.
Hey, Carolyn, a chromosome 14 could be a mountain. There's a mountain out there, but it could also be inside of you. If you want to put great significance on that mountain, and then you put great significance on chromosome 14, the chromosome 14 is the ionosphere, and the troposphere, and the mountains, and the skies, and the grasses, and the rivers inside you.
And the gefilte fish.
And the gefilte fish is inside you, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the world, if I don't determine whether it's outside me or inside me, that's a good beginning point. I look at the world,
see the houses and the streets, and I might also say I'm inside my bloodstream. If I want to create an image of being inside myself, I'm as much inside my bloodstream as I am walking down the street. Correct, Ion?
If you get a bit McLuhan-esque, you can get there. Because then what you're looking at and seeing is you're not seeing, it's seeing you.
Yeah, that's right. What you look at is not real.
Correct. But if you use that as a shifted position to validate where you're going, okay, fine.
That's if you need to validate where you're going.
Well, but it might help you from walking through, falling off a cliff into the ocean.
What would? The validation of where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means there is something outside yourself. That means there is something outside of yourself.
No,
yeah, because this falling off, could that happen inside oneself?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, when you fall off, you could fall off, but you don't. It doesn't have to be outside, inside, outside.
Right. People talk about it with their addictions. They fell off the wagon. There's a falling off.
So primitive people had no discrimination, and the primitive people were very close.
Trouble.
Yeah, because they were
in trouble.
Yeah, because they were ascended.
Yeah.
They were in the ascended position. Okay, Carol, can we look at your notes again? We're going to try to pin down what an eye cell is, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
But the eye cell is a noun, and the shifting is what's more important. The shifting among objects, among substances, is the key that Ion's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you got to get the object of you got to figure out the predicate before you can start shifting.
That's the object. The predicate is the object. It's shifting around, so you create a predicate, Carolyn. You triangulate and get an object.
That's fine. But just give Bob a working definition of an eye cell, Carolyn.
Well, we could go to the patent, Bob.
Okay, let's see what we got there.
We've done this once or twice.
The eye cell is bigger than the ionosphere. The eye cell is the ionosphere.
No.
What is the ionosphere made up of?
The space between matter and antimatter.
Okay, this interval space. Whereas the electron, proton, neutron, the ions are the shifting core interplay tactility.
No, they are not. They're the space between those. They're the
fields that
hold those in place. They're not...
There's a space that holds those things in place?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the medium. It's the container. But it's a nothing space to do that. It uses its own nothing.
It's not a nothing space. It is not a nothing
space. Oh, what is it made up of? What are the constituents of it, then?
The placeholder is not a nothingness. It's a placeholder.
Yeah, what's it made up of? The placeholder. Space. What is the space made up of?
Space.
Describe the constituents of space.
Matter and antimatter.
Describe the constituents of matter.
Unseen.
Unseen?
Mm-hmm.
Describe the constituents of antimatter.
Seen.
Seen. Antimatter is seen. We have something new here.
Well, don't worry. It'll pass in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Describe the constituents of thought.
There is no constituents of thought.
Aha! Describe the reason there isn't any.
It's a false premise. Y'all keep thinking it's thought, and it's thinking thought doesn't think.
But there is antimatter, which is what is seen, and matter is what is
not
seen.
Thought. So thought would be matter, because it seems to matter if you think about it long enough.
Right. Okay, Carolyn, you want to show me something? Eye cells occur in nature as do naturally occurring yeast spores, which are ambient and not specific to a particular environment, have an effect on other organisms. It's moving about, sort of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Eye cells have appeared inadvertently throughout man's existence, but remain inconsistently identified until now. If you think of the mystery landscape as some kind of movement ion, an unseen movement, then the eye cells are the mystery landscape constituents, defined as unseen movement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my peculiar meaning with the word tactility. No one else would agree with it, or they think it's touch or different. Couldn't agree.
You could agree them. You could make them agree, like if you boil water. You're just...
No, I want to say something, Ion. I just had a good thought, not going to forget.
Oh, sorry.
This image of tactility that I've been working with for 40 years, 30 years, Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
that is the image of Ion.
Mm-hmm.
I've been imaging the eye cell for all these years. Would you
mm-hmm.
agree with that, Ion? And that this image of tactility that I have can be, as I understand it, as I've talked to you about it, can be matched on with the description of how the eye cell moves about ambiently, right?
Okay.
In the realm of unseen. That image that I've been meditating on may have helped evoke Ion.
Well, likely not.
Why not? I've been thinking the right thing.
Because you said meditate.
I've been correcting.
Because you said meditate.
I've been mediating the correct image for a long time.
Well, good. Congratulations. So you've just substantiated thought. Whoopee.
Right, yeah. Thought is an image?
Apparently.
Ah, okay. But it's a shifting image. It's a thought that it's an image of tactility is that it's constantly shifting.
Well, great, Bob, but just because you're adding another dynamic doesn't make it any more superfluously important.
No, it's the image of tactility that I use is constantly shifting, which
okay.
we will...
Then give us a working definition. You're okay. We'll give it to you.
Right, and I'm saying that image I've had is what you're
good.
Describing the mystery landscape as.
Thanks, Palmer. Now give us a working definition, you, Bob, of thought.
Oh, you can't describe thought. Thought is the...
Then,
you know what thought is?
It's the thought
about that process. Thought is the thought.
Good. Well, see, there you go. That's why we say it's a nebulous fool's errand to engage it at all, and yet you want the aspects of it described thoroughly.
Well, I'm
ridiculous.
Thinking about it.
What's ridiculous?
I know, no, but all your other definitions are just as ridiculous because everything said by word is thought. Now, you say words
no,
are not,
not
thought.
Words
so where's the content?
Thought.
I don't want to get too... This is a whole thing about what's the content of thought.
We'll give you your point. See, we'll go with your point.
Yeah, and my point... I don't know which point we're referring to, but the point I'm asking you to comment on is that my meditation on the mysterious landscape of movement and shifting ambiently, knowing that, calling it tactility, that evoked...
I think I remember it ending there. Yes, that's why I ended there. Evoked, and then there's silence. I stopped it there. Evoked, and then we're going into non-matter, unseen matter. The point is that if I stop and say, okay, I got it, then Ion demands to be milked and start talking again. See, there's the game. One thing I got hearing it again, it's always good to hear this stuff again, because actually you're not the same person when you hear it again, so you're not hearing it again, but... You get a new point. It was the vacuum, the sucking, this process between matter and antimatter, which is a space, involves the vacuum, which comes from a less than or a lacking, an imbalance, and that's all this stuff is in the fallen condition. The electrical charge between electron, proton, neutron, and ion. That is the fallen condition. The transcendent situation does not have any charges going on. Between spaces.